All right, joining me on Alt 105.3 this morning is the legendary, the West Coast warlord, Ice Cube. What's up, man?
Good morning, DK.
Good morning, Cube. I got to be honest, I'm so excited to talk to you. I know everyone probably says this, but it's a dream come true to talk to you today.
Amen. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Of course, man. Let's get right into why we're talking this morning. You have a project you've been working on for about 3 years called Big Three Ball Out. Tell me a little bit about how this whole project came to be and your vision with it and how it's been going.
Man, the Big Three, professional three-on-three basketball. This is our third season. We had 8 teams. We've expanded to 12 with former NBA players that we all know their name. We love their game. We're coming in to the end of our third season. We have what's called a Big Three Ball Out, where all 6 teams play in the same arena. I mean, all 12 teams play in the same arena. So we have 6 games. We got performers like T.I., Yellow Breezy. They're going to come perform in between some of these games. It's just an all-day hangout festival. It's a fun, fun day.
Awesome. And on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate yourself as a baller?
Wow. I give myself about a 7.
Okay. I mean, that's pretty good. Now, if you could play, I don't know, one-on-one with anyone currently in the NBA, who would you want to ball against?
Man. I mean, I guess it got to be LeBron.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to score too much on him, but
I think you'd get off a few points.
I'll tell you that. I'll the hell out of him.
So, you've had, like, insane amounts of success in so many areas of entertainment. You're just a jack of all trades, so talented. What project over the years has been the most fun for you to work on?
Wow. I mean, this basketball is pretty great because I'm a fan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a basketball fan. And to be able to work with these guys this close in a league that we're trying to push and promote and get, you know, everybody behind is so much fun. You know, but, I mean, First Friday was great. Working on Third Friday was amazing. Ride Along, you know, I've had some pretty cool projects with some cool people. So I got a list of probably about 10.
So you know what I did? I went to social media and I asked my listeners if they had any burning questions for you. And a ton of people said, ask him if today was a good day. So that being said, I'm not going to ask you that garbage. But I want to know, what do you hate being asked about?
What do I hate being asked
about? Yeah, like, what's the most annoying question?
Wow. Man, that's hard to say because, you know, I'm usually an open book. That's a good question.
Do people ever get too personal? Sorry. Wow, well, I feel flattered that I asked you a really good question, but...
Yeah, I'm stumped. I don't have an answer for that.
That's okay.
I don't know what annoys... But when I think... When it comes to me, I'm going to think of you. I'm like...
All right.
I'm going to be able to tell my girl what this question was, but yeah.
All right, well, when you think of it, when someone asks you that annoying question, just tweet me at Just Kramer.
Yes, for sure.
All right, so let's go the opposite direction. We know that you don't have an annoying question that you hate, but what is your favorite subject to talk about? Is it, you know, sports, or is it maybe the rap game, or is it your love of Fatburger? Like, what do you just love talking about?
I love talking sports. I mean, I just love it. You know, it's something that I'm still a big fan of, so that's probably why. I don't get a chance to fan out too much. So with sports, I could just, you know, be one of the guys talking about the X's and the O's and moves that players are making. But now I'm in basketball, so it's a little different.
Yeah.
I still love talking sports.
Let's get into the rap game a little bit. I hate that expression, the rap game, but it's changed so much since NWA and your early days as a solo rapper. In 2019, who are your favorites? Who do you love right now and what they're doing in rap?
I love J. Cole, what he's doing. I like what Drake is doing. Kendrick Lamar. You know, these guys are just pushing the culture and just making moves and doing things that are outside the box and just keeping good music going. I really like J. Cole a lot. I think he's, you know, the kind of artist that's a throwback in a lot of ways. So, no, I appreciate a few of the guys that's doing it.
That's awesome. Now, what about, what do you think is so lame about rap in 2019? Is there anything that you don't like how it's changed?
You know, I mean, I felt this way about rap in my day, too. You know, you're going to have your great groups and you're going to have your whack groups. I still don't understand, you know, the function and flow of how radio picks what plays all the time. So, you know, that's still a mystery to me.
Yeah.
But, you know, so I guess that's something that still annoys me about the game.
Do you have any movies coming up that we can hype for you, man?
I just finished a movie. I actually don't know exactly when it's coming out, but I just finished a movie with Dakota Johnson and Tracy Ellis Ross.
Oh, nice.
Covers. I play a shady manager, so like that.
How awesome is Tracy Ellis Ross?
Oh, man, she's extremely talented, and I didn't know she can sing so good. Like, she plays a singer. I play her manager, and she plays a diva-like singer, I guess. I guess she learned that from her mama.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she's great.
I didn't know she could sing either.
Talented.
Well, I'm definitely going to check that out. And, hey, man, congratulations on Big 3. Much continued success to you. You are a legend. The Bay Area absolutely loves you. And I'm so honored that you called into Alt 105.3 this morning.
Appreciate you. Thanks a lot.
You got to do it. Hey, and don't forget, you got to tweet me when you think of that horrible question, okay?
Yeah, as soon as I get it, I'm going to hit you. As soon as I get it.
All right, dude. So good to talk to you.
All right, no problem.